Into Pit Radio coming at you live. We are waiting for Mike Williams from I Hate God, Mike Nine Williams from I Hate God, to give us a call. Don't know if it's going to happen or not. We're hoping. We're keeping our fingers crossed. We're crossing our toes and shit. If it doesn't happen this week, we'll air it next week. I'm sure it'll happen. I know we're experiencing some delays, and we were experiencing some delays. But you got a fucking Paul Stanley, a Kiss call out of it.
Pink Sock.
You like Paul?
I like that Pink Sock song.
Paul, did I oversell Paul?
You did not, sir. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Got a little chuckle.
Paul's going to be doing some stuff with us in the near future. I know they're busy on that end of the road fucking ass raping that they're handing out to their fans right now.
You talking about the vault?
The who?
Huh?
The what?
Never mind.
He's shitty. Five holes shitty on Friday night in the Pit Radio.
I just finished the last of my tequila, folks.
Is that, in terms of volume, is that a fifth?
That is a fifth.
The bottle's taller than I fucking am.
Isn't it a pretty bottle?
It is a pretty bottle. It looks like a fucking water pipe. That's politically correct term for bong.
No, at the stores they say it's used for tobacco only.
Exactly. We were at Puffin Stuff one time, and a gentleman I was with didn't know the proper name for a Coke spoon. So he's like, hey, how much are those Coke spoons? And they freak out. They're like, you got to get the fuck out of here. You can't be. It's like, how do you do anything? I'm trying to buy a Coke spoon off you.
All right. So I'm going to sound like a fucking idiot here.
I doubt it.
I am an idiot. I doubt it. But I'm a big proponent of acid, LSD, and mushrooms. I've never really dabbled with anything else. I've maybe smoked pot 10 times in my life. But regardless. What the fuck is a Coke spoon?
I think it's, well, I don't think. What it is it's a little contraption that, you know, like a one-hitter for
yes.
pot?
Yeah.
It's essentially a one-hitter for tooters, man.
Interesting. Oh, that tiny, tiny, like, little, it almost looks like it should be in a Lego guy's hand, and yep. then you just, like, stick it up to your nose. Oh, yep. okay, I was thinking, yep. like, an actual... Holy, I got the burps.
No, not a... It wasn't actually a spoon or anything. I guess you could use any spoon for that, and why would you have to go to a specialty store to buy a spoon?
It looks like those little Asian earwax thingies.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
That's exactly what it looks
those
like.
Those fucking Asians... Oh, I'm married to a half Korean, by the way.
I was just going to say, you can get away with that.
Yeah, anytime someone brings up Asians, I always say, like, those fucking Koreans or those fucking Asians.
You're so crazy.
Yeah. Dude, hey, we need to get Laura's fucking, this has never happened in a million years. We need to get Laura, my wife, her mom on here, because you want to talk about people who live in different fucking dimensions? Chong lives in a different fucking dimension.
I would have her on just for her name alone.
Wait, let me see if I got the a voicemail that I keep this voicemail, and whenever I have a bad day, I listen to it.
Does she berate you in the voicemail?
No, I'm like punching up my fucking text messages now. I'm talking about. no, she so. We moved, and then she moved, and she's sending me a voicemail about changing our addresses or something. I don't know. And I found it. So hold on. Let's put this on speaker. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. This is Chong, my mother-in-law.
Hi, Duane. This is Chong. I just want to know that since you moved into new house, and you have a new address, and you corrected with the post office by law, you have a new address. That means you have 90 days to change your driver license. If you don't, if you do get stopped by police officer, you will get a ticket, and I just find out myself yesterday. So would you please let Laura know as well so she can change her driver license, okay? Thanks. This morning I was driving, and I didn't have an eyeglass, and I ended up leaving a message to this girl about driver license, and she called me and said, you left the message in the wrong person. So I had to laugh, okay? Bye-bye.
I hope.
I like how she was going to end it the first time and then went into a story.
And then just like a completely random fucking story about some... I don't even know if she thought she was talking to me at that point.
Did she say that she got stopped and she didn't have an address?
Whoa. I can't remember. By law... Dude, if I read you the transcript of what the Apple iPhone thought... She said in
it's
this?
Nothing even close. Right?
Dude, it is fucking like completely off. If I'm even having a worse bad day, that the message itself doesn't cheer me up. Like I read that and then I'm just like, okay.
Floating?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like lightning hit the tip of your penis?
Oh yeah. So Chong is a, yeah, I wish we can get her on here. It would never happen, but.
Maybe we could have her and Doug in a public forum. And give them a topic to debate.
You know what? I've always said this. So we used to work with this guy, Suresh, too, this Indian guy. I said if I was ever to fucking create a hit show, I would have Doug, Chong, and Suresh live in a fucking house and just, like, have them talk to each other.
Like anything?
Just anything. And just videotape it. It would be, like, the greatest fucking thing ever known to man.
Setting that shit up is good. And it's funny. Do you think that Asian people sit around and make fun of fucking white people and say, you know, like, try and imitate our voices and shit and give, like...
I don't know if they do that, but I'll tell you what. When I went to Korea with Chong, Laura and I were walking down the street one day. And these three school kids were walking up the street. And hey, I'm a fat guy, all right? I mean, you see me every day, right? I'm a fat guy.
No, you're a big guy.
I'm a fat guy, whatever. Anyways, this fucking kid at about 30 feet away starts puffing out his cheeks and fucking waddling down the street. I know he's fucking... making fun of me to his fucking friends, and I don't know, as soon as he walked up and got in with my range, I just fucking gave him this look, like this fucking stare down, and he was like, I wish you guys could see me do this, but he like shrunk down, sunk his head into his fucking shoulders. He was like, hello. But
that would be like the first thing I was going to ask you, like, how bad did you want to kick the kid's fucking ass?
Part of me wanted to, like, congratulate this motherfucker. Like, shake his hand. Right. Like, dude, you're like fucking 12. Not only could I beat your ass, but I think I could fucking beat everyone in this country's ass.
At the same time.
At the same time, because you're all like 5'3".
Being generous.
Yeah. And you still have the fucking balls to fucking make fun of this fucking white guy?
Godzilla.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And make no bones about it, dude. I fucking stuck out like a sore thumb when I was in Korea. Like, here I am, I'm this fat fuck. I'm bald. Everyone there has fucking dark black hair. And I got this fucking beard. And no one there can grow facial hair to save their fucking leg. life. I think I said like. But, yeah, it was interesting. Anyways. Am I too drunk for the show now?
No, you're good, man. Nobody's come to throw us out yet, so we're good.
Okay, good.
I want to get into it again because there was a little snafu. And by snafu, I mean I fucking forgot to hit record.
God, you are a fucking ass
dick. I forgot to hit record, so.
Dom, can you fucking teach us cocksucker?
Don't have Dom fucking do anything. Dom still fucking giggles and plays the fucking fart button, and that's all he knows how to do on the fucking board. Or the cricket sound. Like when there's dead space, you know, it'll go. He has someone that says cricket, 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 and then he has an actual cricket chirping.
Should I, when we have dead space, should I say cricket, cricket, cricket?
If you want to.
Or Dom.
If you want to do an ode to the Taint Smasher, you can.
Taint Smasher, I've never met you, but I'm going to try and, I'm going to try that, throw that in there for you. But anyways, what were we saying?
We're recording now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jeff decided he forgot how to record.
I didn't forget. Forgetting how to and forgetting to do are two different things. I was just a dick and forgot to record.
Yeah, what a... Him and I sat here and talked for you fucking peasants for, like, what, a half hour or so?
Yeah.
And this cocksucker didn't record a goddamn
Not
second of it.
One fucking iota.
Jesus
Not
Christ.
One iota. So coming up, we're going to be having, we got some stuff going. Next week, we're going to have Sal from A Pale Horse Named Death, formerly a Typo Negative. You might know that guy out there, kids. Sal's going to be on with us. And we have April Jones, director of The Mentors, The Kings of Sleaze.
Good video.
A rockumentary. Five Hole's already watched it.
I enjoyed it. I really did. I'm a big fan of El Duce, and
everyone is.
Well, I didn't know what the fucking Mentors were, but
You do, and you're a fan though.
I'm a fan.
He has that charisma.
I even went on the fucking internets and looked for a Mentor shirt. That's how much of a fan I.
They're hard to come by. I don't even wear mine.
Yeah,
that's how hard they are to come by.
Yeah. So.
And they hawk them. If you go to a concert, the next time they come, I'll drag you there. I'm getting sick of you to talk some shit to you. And Dr. Heathen Scum can talk about drugs.
Maybe I'll be like a total fucking hipster loser and like just get a fucking.
Ramones t-shirt?
No! I was thinking more like get just like a fucking Hanes white t-shirt and a fucking Sharpie and make my own Mentors t-shirt.
That's pretty much what they were like back in the day.
I don't doubt that.
But they're reasonably priced now. I think they were hawking them at the show for like $8.
$8?
$8 for a brand new shirt.
Jesus fucking Christ. Can you even buy a fucking white plain t-shirt for $8 anymore?
No. It was black, too, so they went the fancy route.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive. What was Metallica charging for, like, t-shirts at the fucking show?
All right, so there's a different level of t-shirt, apparently, at a Metallica show now. There's your standard tier, which is $60.
$60 for a fucking t-shirt.
For a t-shirt. Then there's a special tier where it says Metallica and your city, and that's $65. And then, this is where they're clever, they take an old shirt, just say a shirt after And Justice for All album. They'll reprint an old t-shirt. And on the back of it, it says Metallica, 2018-2019, and those are $75.
They fucking charge you extra to get an old fucking shirt, which, hey, correct. Old shirt's correct, but then they don't even give you the fucking, like, liberty of making you think, like, hey, I bought this fucking years ago, like, I'm gonna
right.
fucking...
And so they fuck up the reprint is basically what they do.
That's pretty shitty. However, I will say this. I've heard and I've seen that Metallica makes city-specific t-shirts. Like, when they went to Pittsburgh, they incorporated the Pittsburgh Penguins logo. I'm a big Pittsburgh Penguins fan. and threw like a skull on the logo's right. head, and then playing the fucking guitar instead of holding a hockey stick.
Yeah, they did that here. They had they redid the Cavs, not like their logo or anything, but like the actual Cavalier guy with the sword and shit.
Laura got one that said like I don't know, hit some fucking. I couldn't even figure out what the fuck it had to do with Cleveland. However, I will say that having city-specific t-shirts...
It's lame.
You think it's lame?
It's fucking lame. I'd rather have a tour shirt with my tour stop on the back.
See, I think it's kind of cool because, like... I mean, hey, you can shit on me all you want, but I think it's kind of cool because they specifically make them in every fucking city... Just for that group. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that's kind of cool. I mean, I'm sure they fuck you in the ass in pricing, but...
Fuck yeah, because you just pay. And it's not... It's a one... The city-specific shirts was a one-sided print, so there was nothing on the back, and it was fucking cheesy. It had, like, maybe a silhouette of their heads with the Metallica logo, and it said Cleveland. It didn't say Cleveland like the Cavs logo or... It had nothing incorporating like actual Cleveland. They did on the fucking Jumbotron or whatever and shit like that, but nothing like specifically to make that city stand out like something that's part of the city. So I think they kind of fuck you on that.
Yeah.
I think of it as kind of the equivalent of the guy out in the fucking parking lot when you're fucking about 15 beers into the show. And you're on your way home, and you've been smoking dope the whole time, and you're like, ah, fuck it, I ain't paying $70 for a shirt, and some dude with two teeth in a fucking parking lot says, hey, you want to buy a t-shirt? It's only $10.
You threw out the fucking Man Danley voice.
Well, I imagine, yeah. I'd imagine it would have to be something like that, and then you get a fucking t-shirt, and it's spelled M-E-T-L-L. CA, they spelled the fucking band
so,
wrong.
So you're saying that the city-specific t-shirts that Metallica provides are essentially their bootleg fucking t-shirts they sold in the parking lot.
It's fucking horseshit is what it is.
Okay, hey. I can see where you're coming from, but I kind of think it's kind of cool. And I'm not saying I'm a Metallica fan. I'm not saying I'd pay fucking $75 for a fucking t-shirt. But, I don't know. I don't think it's something that a smaller band could do. I think only somebody that has that kind of turd fan base.
I agree.
Can pull off.
I agree. Slayer ain't cheap on t-shirts anymore either.
Well, hey.
Ask me how much it was for a Metallica hoodie.
Jeff.
What's up?
How much was it for a Metallica hoodie?
$95.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yep, and it didn't even have a picture of them. It had cartoon characters. I can't fucking say the word.
Characters?
Characters.
$95.
Yep, and on the back, they kind of went old school. You ever see the shirts?
What is this material made of? Do they, like, weave this from, like, Mother Teresa's pubes?
It's cashmere.
Jesus Christ. $95.
And on the back, it looked like somebody took a crayon and wrote birth, school, death on the back of it. That was it.
Hey, Metallica, $95. Get the fuck out of here. You fucking
$95 and the guy can't even fucking play the drums.
If I'm paying $95 for a fucking sweatshirt, I'm hoping I'm getting a handy with it.
Something. Something has to come with it. That's fucking ridiculous. But I'll tell you what. And I don't know because I haven't seen Slayer on this run of farewell shows yet. But when I seen them in 2014, 15?
I don't know. Why are you asking me?
At the Agora, they were touring. It was a big package, a big tour package with Suicidal Tendencies and Exodus. They were $50 for a t-shirt and $90 for a hoodie.
All right. You know, like, okay, so I mean, even $50. I mean, like, $50 is probably the most I would go for a t-shirt.
No, I can't do it.
It would have to blow my fucking dick off.
That's the thing. The older I get, the less impressive the fucking t-shirts are. Sometimes less is more.
Remember when they used to sell fucking heavy metal t-shirts out of the, like, the back of fucking magazines?
Yeah.
Why don't the fuck they don't... Whoa. Why don't they fucking do that anymore?
There's shit online. What's the place called? Rockabilia? But yeah, they're fucking horrible. I ordered a Satyricon t-shirt from there. They sent me a Vader t-shirt.
Like Darth Vader?
No, the band, the death metal band from Poland, Vader. They sent me a Vader t-shirt. And I was like, well, you know, they fucked up, but it is a cool shirt. And they sent a small.
A small.
So I called to...
Hey, does anyone in America fit in a small now besides, like, maybe a fucking 12-year-old?
Dude, apparently. When the last run of Pit t-shirts I had, there was a bunch of people requesting smalls.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm like, sweet, man, there's a bunch of chicks listening and shit.
Yeah, it's probably the only thing.
It wasn't all chicks, dude.
You gotta get the fuck out of here.
No, Dom ordered a small. And the demand for small was small and medium. Medium's making a comeback, too.
Really? Medium is like the new large?
Medium's the new large. That's the best way to put it, yeah.
That's all those fucking hipsters and their goddamn tight-ass fucking bullshit.
Hey, wash it in cold water. Don't put it in a dryer.
God. This world is... I'm not going to get into this rant.
Crickets.
That one's for you, Dom.
You're right, though. I mean, it is. But that's the trend, man. Everybody wants shit tight. And
shit, I'm a fat fuck. I want shit loose.
Right, loose. But it's not like a fucking parachute on you either. You don't look one of them windsuits where you can jump out of a fucking plane and spread your arms.
Like I'm in that fucking P. Diddy fucking Mace video from 1990-something where they're floating. No, never mind.
Dude, you're talking all wrong, dude. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm half in the bag.
Tell them what made your week this week. Tell them what you bought tickets for this morning.
Motherfuckers, guess what I bought tickets for? I know probably none of you are going to give a fuck about this, but I spent money on fucking Wu-Tang Clan tickets. Wu-Tang Clan.
So that was the highlight of your day?
Besides
the text that you got at like fucking 10 to 4 saying I'm in a fucking conference room, closed door meeting right now.
Yeah. That was... I originally told you I slept till 2:30. I had woke up at 10.
To handle your business.
Purchased my Wu-Tang tickets.
Took a nap.
And then I fucking went right back to bed.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're off today, man.
I mean, I'm a big Wu-Tang fan.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's fine, man.
I'm a big Lionel Richie fan.
Again, it's all good, man. This all stemmed from a fucking Mentors discussion.
I am now a big Mentors fan also. Anal Vapor, motherfucker.
Shit Tower.
Yeah, Shit Tower. Find them, feel them, fuck them, forget them.
The 4F Club, man.
Words to live by.
Maybe not so much nowadays.
Yeah. Hashtag me too.
Yeah. Hashtag child support.
Hey, I was just getting done telling Jeff's son this... How old is he?
Nine.
I was just getting done telling Jeff's son this exact thing. I'm gonna put this little word of wisdom to you, fucking mongrels. That's a callback.
I understand you're complete mongrel. All
right. I'm gonna tell you mongrels the same thing I told Jeff's 9-year-old son. The absolute first chance you get to get a vasectomy, do it. One, raw dog for life. Two, when you don't have kids, babies, you got a lot more money in your pocket, and you can do whatever the fuck you want, whenever the fuck you want.
This is true.
So, that's my little tip to all you guys out there.
Did you say little tip?
Little tip. Just put in the tip.
The little tip. You know what? Now I finally figured out who that motherfucker talks like and remembers. It reminds me of.
Who?
That fucking goofy fucking micro man on the Diet Dr. Pepper commercials.
Little Sweets!
Yeah, that fucking guy.
Little Sweets!
That's his new name.
Little Sweets.
Man Danley. Little Sweets.
Little Sweets. That's a good, hey, good call. Whoa! What's up, girl? We got
fucking people coming in and out of the studio.
Just fucking walking into the fucking studio. Incoming.
What's going on?
That's Jeff's other son who I didn't have the vasectomy talk with.
Yeah, he's perplexed now. He doesn't know. He's all about hoes.
I mean, at his age, I was too.
Right, but kids nowadays are stupid.
You fucked up, Jeff. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Three times?
Yeah. You got a nice family and all? Not having kids is fucking great.
I don't doubt it. You're on your own time, man.
I was just about to... I'm going to have to talk with Liz because I know you don't fucking know this shit. I need to know what CJ's shoe size is because I'm going to buy him some Adidas Superstars.
We'll handle that at the next commercial break.
Wu-Tang.
You're like fucking Eric Wagner. You're going to give your fucking credit card information out on the air.
I'm fucking drunk.
He was ripped up, man, one night, and I was essentially the tour manager. I got the show and was handling them. And this was one of the nights that Eric promised he would be on his best behavior. And he was all night. Like, he was here all day. I think he had one beer with dinner. Then he asked for coffee. We made coffee. And I said, hey, man, you want me to lug this two fucking coolers full of fucking, like, 138 beers and fucking, you know, everything down to the club, or do you want me to leave them here so you guys can have a few and throw them in the van? She's like, no, take them, it's good. I'm like, all right. I'm like, fucking Doompa's on his best behavior tonight. Gets there, has a couple drinks, it's good, plays, sounds great, starts fucking about halfway through the set, starts pounding them. I mean, fucking Jaegers, fucking beers, smoking joints, fucking...
He's on a mission.
By the time they get off stage, he's a fucking train wreck. I mean, fucking, he's dusted. And now everybody wants to hang out and party with Eric.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Right. So I'm fucking handling the finances at this point. And I'm getting paid. And I'm paying the bands. I give Eric his money. I was like, you're good to go. Here you go. Thanks, man. I love you. I said, I love you too, Dupont. Be good. Put it in your pocket, man. Goes to put it in his pocket. Completely misses his fucking pocket.
And you scooped it about the floor?
Fucking money goes flying all over the fucking floor.
Did you...
I'm fucking like scrambling, like, stop. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm not trying to tie your shoes. You're wearing boots, motherfucker. I'm not trying to tie your shoes. I'm getting your fucking shit.
You were trying to suck his dick.
No. No. Dupa's family. You'll learn that. They're family. So I'm getting him fucking situated. He's like, you know what? You hold it. I'm like, hey, I'll hold it. He's like, yeah, you hold it. You hold it. Not a problem. So now I'm trying to get him out of the fucking club. It's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, and he goes, hey. I go, what? You want to do some mushrooms? And I say this.
Yes.
Not in the way of curiosity and interest. I say, why? Do you have any? Because I'm concerned. He's crashing at my fucking house. And he says, no, not yet.
But why would you fucking tease me?
But I can get them. And if you want them, I can get more. I said, no, no fucking mushrooms. We're fucking finishing loading up or get the fuck out of here.
Jeff, I would have taken that in a heartbeat.
He gets enough mushrooms for 8 people.
Smart man.
And he eats them all.
Okay.
Within 5 minutes.
Hey, gotta have goals.
It's now 3:30 in the morning. He's fucking flying all over. He won't shut the fuck up. I'm going, what the fuck, man? We get back to the house. Thinking this is going to be the biggest shit show that's ever been fucking going on at the house. And what does the motherfucker do? He fucking passed out on a fucking freeway. And they're sneaking out of the fucking van. Like closing the, you know, like doing that shit to fucking close the door quietly.
Yeah.
As to not wake him up. And they're all like, what are we going to do? Where are we going to leave him? What are we going to do? We got to carry him in. I'm like, dude, we're all kind of just sitting out in the garage, hanging out, you know. I put some coffee on, sitting out, smoke a couple cigarettes. I said, leave him in a fucking van. It's not a bad neighborhood. Nothing's going to fucking happen. So we start winding it down, and we come in at about 5 o'clock. And I say, I'll leave the light on and the garage door open. Just in case.
What are you, fucking Motel 6?
Right. We'll leave the light on for you. Everybody comes in, man. Everybody's fucking getting bunk assignments and fucking shacking up and doing what they gotta do. The fucking door gets fucking booted open. Fucking the light shines. It's like, he looks like a fucking bringer of death. All you see is a shadow of like a fucking 6'2" man. With a fucking mound of hair. Gets into the doorway. And passes out face first into the fucking.
Nice. What a waste of. Your family's around. What a waste of those party.
Favors?
Party favors.
There you go.
Hey. Thanks for helping me out by there, Jeff.
That man is like a fucking...
A fucking tank?
I watched a documentary on Andre the Giant one time.
Where he ripped like fucking 4 cases of beer?
This is one. They said he drank 130 in a sitting at one time. Ric Flair said this.
How many cases is that? 20... Let's do some mathematics. 130 divided by 24 is...
Like 5.5 cases.
5.5 cases of beer. That's mathematics.
So I'm watching the documentary and he fucks his knee up. And he has to have surgery. And they have no idea how much fucking anesthesia to give this fucking guy to knock him the fuck out. And they're trying to fucking correlate the amount of alcohol he can consume and still be fine. That is how I fucking describe Eric Wagner.
Seems like a kind of guy that I would like to hang out with.
Oh, you'll love hanging out with him. Dude, he was getting ready to put the new black finger out. We brought the skull in for the anniversary show.
Dre's got a big black finger.
Word. That's 440 shit, dude.
That's 440.
So we bring the skull in and everything. And, I had gotten some nice kush for Eric.
What's that?
It's weed, man.
I know.
I know you know. I know. So I'm like, when I got this stuff, I was told one, maybe two hits. Nothing. Get the fuck out of here, man. What do you think? I'm a fucking... Get out of here.
Let me guess.
So I try it.
And you're floored.
I try it. And I'm sitting down. And I'm parched. I'm very thirsty. So I get up to go get a bottle of water. It was a nice night. So I opened a garage. And I sat down on steps outside. I forgot the water. I get up to go get the water. My left foot is like the episode of Family Guy where Peter ate like 650 McDonald's hamburgers at one time and had a stroke and his leg was complete jelly. I step and my fucking leg was like all squiggly. I immediately fall down and I fucking can't get up now. And I start freaking out.
How many hits was this?
Five.
He told you two at most.
I knew what I was doing.
You double plus one.
I knew what I was doing.
Mathematics!
I knew what I was doing. So I had my phone.
Apparently you didn't.
Wow. No, that's where it gets interesting.
You dumb fuck.
So I text dude, and I say, hey, and I hit send. And he texts back, I fucking told you one or two. I don't want to hear any of your bullshit. So I tell Mike, when he brings the Black Finger album, I'm like, we're going to smoke him out. I'm like, this shit would put a fucking rhino down. Like, it'd be like fucking the scene in The Hangover when they roofied the steak at Mike Tyson's house and threw it over the fence to get the fucking tiger into the car or whatever. I'm like, don't worry about it. He's smoking. He's smoking. He's smoking. He's smoking it like it's a fucking cigarette.
Ripping darts.
One right after another. Mike's looking at me with a devilish grin. I said, dude, I give him this any time now. Any time. That motherfucker stayed up till 7 o'clock in the morning till he came back to my house. And I had to fucking tell him, dude, you need to go to bed. You got a fucking show to do tomorrow.
Jesus Christ.
He's a fucking animal.
A fucking mutant.
It didn't faze him.
Wow. It's impressive.
He's a seasoned veteran.
Dude, I'm like almost seeing double at this point.
I never touched it again after that.
That's good. Crickets, crickets, crickets.
So there was the Doompaw story. There was the Doompaw story. Dom is watching Lords of Chaos right now.
Really?
He says, so far he's about a half hour in. It's not cheesy. And it's bloody.
Oh!
So there may be hope. I was...
Wait, you're telling me that Dom is watching this video and not listening to us?
No, he's watching and listening.
Fucking motherfucker can multitask?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay.
But he has the worst case of ADHD that you've ever seen in your life.
Really?
Yeah.
See that dolphin over there?
Squirrel, see ya.
That's two dolphins.
You're hit, dude.
Dude, I...
Wow. So anyway, back to that Mentors documentary, The Kings of Sleaze. We're going to have April Jones on. Let me do the math. The 15th, March 15th.
That's like literally 2 weeks from today.
Nothing gets by you.
Dude, even in my...
stupor?
Even in my stupor, I could do the mathematics.
Yeah, so April will be on in 2 weeks. Two weeks from tonight.
What's this April look like?
She's a nice young lady.
She's a nice young lady.
We hope, if you're listening, April, we hope everything goes good and you'll be feeling better soon, be on the mend.
I liked your video, April.
And as we said before, I'm going to watch it closer, too, because I'm like an old sponge. It takes me time to absorb. Get it in. Five hole, watch it again. He took fucking notes. He's got a notebook of shit.
Yeah, notebook. Me.
What, I don't want to get too far into it and blow our load on the Mentor's rockumentary now, but, when it got to the part, where Dooch dies or is killed, where you come out on that side of the coin?
So, I guess I want to know, was this investigated? Like, was his, and maybe I was drinking a little bit too much tequila when I watched this, and that's why I'm going to watch it again. Apparently I'm an alcoholic.
No.
But was El Duce's death investigated?
I could be wrong. I think it was briefly. I don't think a lot of effort went into it. I think that they assumed he got drunk and stumbled onto the railroad tracks.
I mean, considering what I saw in the rest of the video, it seemed like a plausible fucking scenario.
Right.
But if he got in a vehicle, and for some reason I want to say it was a truck, but I don't know. If he got in a vehicle with this guy who he kind of called out already about killing Kurt Cobain, and then went to a convenience store, and he left him at a convenience store, and then 10 minutes later, he's fucking dead. I mean,
it's fishy.
It's definitely fishy. Is there video at the convenience store? I mean, I realize this is like in the 90s,
I mean,
and there's...
You're talking, he died, and this was 1997. I think El Duce died in 97.
Okay, so it's like video everywhere.
Right on the
cusp
of it happening, yeah.
But it's not it's still stores had video cameras.
Right. I don't know about like the outside and the street lights or traffic lights, cameras and shit like that at this time.
I heard nowadays that a normal human being gets picked up on video cameras 300 times a day.
The same person?
The same person will get picked up on 300 different video cameras in one day. That's how many video cameras are out there. But, all right, so this is 1997 where it's not even all that common. I'm saying a convenience store probably has one, right? Good chance?
I would think there'd be a good chance, yeah.
So is there a video of this?
I don't know.
That's what I want to ask her.
I don't know. She might know. She might know more than we do. I mean, she's got inside scoop to people that are more hip than we are.
Yes.
I know Dom didn't kill El Duce. That I can... I think Dom... You know what?
Too busy playing air guitar?
Yeah. Dom might have been in the service at that time. You'll have to have him tell you the story about, dude, I want to say Cambodia.
Fucking Asians.
And a flying monkey.
You've piqued my interest.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do the story justice. You know what? We got to have the Smasher on and let him... This is definitely an on-air story.
I would like the Smasher to come on.
Yeah, we can. I'm sure he would love to come on.
Maybe he should come over right now and bring some more tequila with him.
Yeah, I can tell you for sure that's not happening. He's not. He's not. He's not coming over now.
That's a shame because I'm out.
Right. I guarantee you one of these weeks he'll be sitting in live with us. I think that would be cool, too.
I think it would be cool.
I think he was going to do... Wait a minute. He can't be watching Lords of Chaos and go to fucking Harry Potter on Ice or some bullshit that he told me he was doing in Akron.
What? Harry Potter on Ice?
I don't know. Some Harry Potter bullshit he was going to do in Akron.
Dumb.
I think he's full of shit. Did I?
Cricket. So I put a, last week we had mention of, I just want to tell a quick Dom story.
A Dom story?
Yeah.
This is some shit, now you're telling Dom stories. Everybody tells Dom stories.
I don't even fucking know Dom, but I'm telling a Dom story. So last week, we had made mention of Gigi von Snagglesuice, the time-traveling dog. We did talk about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And over the week, I... on the inthepitradio.com website, I put in a fucking Gigi von Snagglesuice webpage.
Right.
And Dom, being the nice fucking guy that he is, has been working on the webpage also. Correct?
Correct.
And he saw the Gigi von Snagglesuice website.
I'm hitting it right on cue.
Right. Because he had a pretty webpage. And I said website. And he had a pretty funny thing to say. I'm stalling for time as Jeff scrolls through his fucking text.
I'm ready, dude.
Oh, okay. Set me up. What did he say?
Did you upload all those pictures of the dog on your site? I read the story afterward. And I wrote, you like it. And he wrote, I was adding articles and saw all the pictures. Thought you got spammed by some Asians.
He thought we got fucking hacked by those fucking Asian people.
It's either what Dom, his big thing now is the Asians.
Hey.
If we're getting hacked, it's by the Asians.
It's sneaky bastards.
Or if there's an issue and something won't go up or load. It's the Russians.
Oh, you're bringing the Russians into this.
Yeah, that's. We're,
oh, wait. I'm uncomfortable with the Russians. I'd rather just keep with the Asians because at least I got a clause, an out clause with that.
Right.
Let's just leave the Russians alone.
I think I can stamp our Russian page.
Okay. All right.
Trust me on this. But it's the Asians and the Russians. That's what he's going with.
Interesting.
He just said, for a movie filmed in Norway, they all have the perfect American accents.
Dude, you know what I learned? Is like everyone else in the world knows how to fucking speak English, but Americans are dumb as fuck, and we can't fucking figure out how to speak any other fucking language.
This is true.
Like, you go anywhere else in the world, and everything is written in English also. Like, they are catering to us for some reason. I don't fucking know why.
I don't understand either.
We need to get our shit together, Americans.
Well.
Wrinkle.
That's a interesting wrinkle that you bring to the forefront, to the foreskin.
For the foreskin, that's right.
I think if you're here, you should be able to speak English. The English?
English.
Mm-hmm. I think you should be able to speak the English if you're here.
What about in the Southwest where it's a large Latino and Asian?
You should still, if you're going, if I moved to...
Hey, motherfucker, guess what? America doesn't have an official language.
Okay.
But guess what? I still think we should speak English.
If I move to France.
Well, I'm a pompous American, so I would expect them to speak American to me.
Right.
American.
English. If I move to France, just myself.
Why would you do that to begin with?
I wouldn't do... Okay. If I moved to...
Zimbabwe.
I don't know the language they speak there. Give me another one. don't know what it's called to say.
Clickies or something like okay. that.
This is awesome. We're alienating everybody in one all swoop tonight. If I moved to Brazil.
Okay, Portuguese.
I would take it upon myself. I would want to learn how to speak Portuguese. Because that's where I live now. And I wouldn't expect somebody to fucking speak English because I'm too ignorant to learn the language of the land.
In this conversation, where did I originally start off with? So I know where to... Oh, we need to...
Well, you started off by taking a shot at a car. You said that we expect people to speak English over there, and I was kind of following you there, and then you fucking...
I trailed off
you
somewhere.
You went off the rails and took a shot, and you're like, I don't know why Americans fucking think that, you know... So I think you're trying to take a shot somewhere.
I don't know. I can't even. Okay.
So, but yeah, if I was going to be a native of that land, I'd want to learn to speak the native
language. I would want to also.
That's just me. A lot of people don't feel the same way.
I think I know where I was going with this.
All right.
I find it interesting that all these other countries know English and, like, cater to people who speak English, but we don't give a fuck about anybody else.
Okay.
Is that where... I think that's where I was going.
I think so. Yeah, that's where you were going.
Yes.
Yeah.
I deserve more tequila.
Right.
Unfortunately.
The best I can do is a Budweiser, dude.
It's all right.
Pepsi.
Butt wiper?
Yeah, butt wiper. You know, Metallica, getting back to those guys, they sell they have a beer now, and they have a whiskey.
In a jar?
No, not, they don't have a Thin Lizzy. They have an actual whiskey.
Okay.
It's called Blackened Whiskey. I'm just giving free plugs out like fucking crazy tonight. They have a whiskey called Blackened Whiskey, and I think the selling point for the whiskey is that while the whiskey is being aged, Metallica music is being played to the whiskey.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, because that totally...
has anything to do with... It's something... Lars said it was had to do with sonic waves and vibrations being picked
it
up.
It has to do with fucking heat, you asshole. The fucking... The temperature rises... and goes down, falls, rises and falls, rises and falls. It fucking pulls the fucking booze into the goddamn barrel, whatever it was fucking mixed with before, right. And that fucking taste gets pulled in and out, in and out, in and out. And obviously the longer, the more the taste. It has nothing to fucking do with goddamn sounds. These fucking pretentious fucks.
So that's the whiskey part of the discussion. And they also make a beer now that's called Internight. It's a Pilsner beer. And I think they sell it in six-pack cans. And I think the going rate for that is $14 a sixer.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I watched a review some... beer guys did or
do you get a fucking handy with this?
No,
you just get six beers.
You get six beers.
Is
they're 16-ounce cans though.
Still,
wasn't saying like that was a glorious thing. I was just if we're gonna rip on it,
is Metallica music played to this?
No, I think the beer was like fuck that. We'll be
oh, that's gonna taste like piss. Obviously, what the fuck are they thinking?
Well, it depends on what album they played.
I'm not a Metallica fan, so...
Not at all?
I mean, there's a couple songs here and there, but, like, as a general whole, I mean, I see... All right, I guess I kind of get it. People fucking like Metallica, and I guess I see what ain't my cup of tea.
Metallica is responsible for us being
for Ebola. Right.
That too. They didn't trademark that though. Gene Simmons trademarked Ebola.
Okay.
Metallica, dude, I was in a like Sabbath and Kiss. My mom had Paranoid on 8-track, and she had Kiss Alive on vinyl. And I would listen to that shit like fucking crazy. And my cousin turned me on. He wanted to watch wrestling one night.
All right. Let's get back to vinyl a second. Go on with your story.
Okay. Continue?
Yes, continue.
So he tried to get me into to watch wrestling. And I'm like, wrestling's fucking stupid. It's dumb. I'm not watching this shit.
I mean, like Jake the Snake and stuff?
This is old. This is like 84-ish or so.
That's like Jake the Snake time.
Well, yeah. But because I don't think he was in WWF or whatever at the time, so I wasn't like, I didn't know where to find all those guys.
Brutus the Barber?
Yeah, he was around.
Okay.
So the Road Warriors, you remember them?
Hell yeah.
The Road Warriors come out, and I'm like, this is stupid. This is dumb. Look at this shit. And they got shoulder pads with spikes on it, and I'm like,
wait, right. No, that was Legion of Doom.
That's the Road Warriors.
Oh, yeah, they changed. Yeah.
This isn't WWF. This is like the shit that was on TBS on Saturday nights, like the Down South, the NWA, where Ric Flair was and all that shit.
The shoulder pads were cool.
So I'm like, all right, shoulder pads are kind of cool. They got some fucking weird haircuts going on.
Some Mohawks face paint, and shit.
Right? And they come out to Iron Man.
Did they?
They did. And I was like, holy fucking Christ. This is awesome. And that was that. So I was, you know, it went from there. And then he turned me on to like Exodus, Slayer, and Venom. And he brought a fucking tape over one day.
To what? Measure your dick?
No, it wasn't a sword contest or anything, a sword fight.
Okay.
He brings Ride the Lightning over. And I heard Ride the Lightning, and nothing was the same ever after that. I liked Slayer. I liked Anthrax was like my big band when I was like that.
You fucking whore.
That's what you are.
Da 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 da. Okay, go on.
Metallica overtook all of them. They were fucking awesome. I thought they were the greatest thing I ever heard. Went back, fucking loved Kill 'Em All. Master of Puppets came out.
I liked Kill 'Em All.
It's a good album.
It is.
It's a good album. The first four are fucking unbelievable, man. And then the Black Album hits. And I will say this, in defense of that album, I hate all the hits off of it. I despise all the fuck Inner Sandman, Sad But True. I fucking hate that. But that back half of the album that didn't get played, Struggle Within, My Friend of Misery, The God That Failed, I like those tunes.
I've always found that every band that I've really, really, really liked, there's the songs they play on the radio and pimp the fuck out of are the songs that I don't like.
Right.
I've always liked the other back half of right. The fucking.
But pretty much after that, I would even still kind of defend them with the sellout talk and everything. And then they put Load Out, and I can't think of a fucking better title for that album than Load.
That's the one with the cum and the blood mixture on the front, right?
Yeah, there was semen on the cover of that thing.
Semen and blood.
That was the fucking... I remember...
That's when they cut their fucking hairs, right?
Yeah, they cut their hair. And I remember... This is going to show your age.
I'm 40.
In the back of Metal Maniacs, there used to be like correspondence, so you could fucking trade tapes and shit with people. So I traded some dude.
Is that even legal?
Yeah. It was the internet way before the internet.
Okay.
I came across and traded a tape. I got two new Metallica songs live at Castle Donington.
Cricket.
2x4 and Devil's Dance. And they weren't really watered down. And let's make no mistake about it. Back in the day, Metallica was fucking untouchable live. Nobody could hold a candle to them. Pantera included.
Get the fuck out of here.
Back in the day. It wouldn't be like that for long. When Load came out. Actually, when the Black Album came out. And Vulgar came out. Metallica was still a notch above. But as they released Far Beyond Driven, I think they were kind of neck and neck. And when Trendkill came out, they clearly overtook Metallica live. You got to remember, and this isn't shitting on Metallica or anything.
I'm trying to think of my personal feelings versus the rest of the world, but okay.
Well, what is your personal feeling?
Personally?
That would be a personal feeling.
Yeah, no shit, asshole. I mean, like I said, I'm not the biggest fucking Metallica fan. I get why people like them and stuff. Me, myself, Pantera beats fucking Metallica any fucking day of the week. However, I can see why most people would pick Metallica over Pantera.
At the time, I said.
At the time. And maybe even, what would you say? Great Southern Trendkill? Great Southern Trendkill?
It started on Far Beyond Driven. And I'll be honest. And I have relationship.
Well, listen, Vulgar Display of Power and Far Beyond Driven, to me, are like...
When Vulgar Display of Power came out, that was the heaviest fucking album that I have ever heard in my life. And I was totally into my death metal phase at that time. That smoked anything any death metal band ever did, and I know I'm going to get all the fucking... Vulgar. Go ahead, fucking at me in the pit radio 66. Go ahead, fuckers. At me. I dare you. I'm going to get it. Pantera, fucking, you know, everybody, a lot of people bag on Pantera.
Pantera's great.
I agree. And what I'm about to say isn't a knock. As you know, I have relationships now with a lot of these guys. I saw them back to back within 5 days of each other.
Well, you're groupie and just traveling on the bus with them, letting them use your holes as a...
No.
Okay.
And I remember having it in my mind that Pantera was just going to fucking smoke Metallica. And I was so disappointed that they didn't come close. And it was probably the beginning of Brother Phil's troubles. That were affecting live performances. But you can only be so fucking liquored up and say, fuck MTV. Fuck alternative music. Fuck this. Fuck that. And fucking, it shows. And at the time, Metallica still put into their live show and fucking cared. Not, and I'm not by any means saying they don't care anymore. I know Lars has gone on record to say that he doesn't practice drums. He has other hobbies like art, wine, and all that shit. And that's cool. But to charge the prices that you charge your fans to go see you, I mean, fucking the cheapest seat when they toured, and we seen them last month, I think when they went on sale, they were $75, and those went real quick. The cheapest seat ever, it was $150.
That's fucking ridiculous.
You got to factor in parking.
Which was what, $50?
$50. If you're buying a t-shirt.
$75.
How many beers you going to have?
I don't.
They're fucking $12 a pop, the arena.
Well, hey, you can't.
It's an investment to see a Metallica show.
Yeah, it's an investment, but you can't blame the beers on Metallica. That's the arena.
I'm talking about nor the parking.
Or the parking.
I'm talking.
How much it costs to go see Metallica
for a night out?
Yeah.
You have to factor it all in. And to drop
$400.
$400 to some people that are fans of Metallica, that's 2 or 3 weeks worth of work. Not everybody makes big money like we do.
We don't fucking make big money.
I know.
I make all right money, but
I got in for free.
Okay.
But that's a big investment.
It is.
And to have something that's subpar, in the performance-wise, the stage show was cool. The screens they had set up like TVs were really cool. You couldn't hear the floor toms.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
You couldn't hear the cymbals. The drums weren't mic'd properly.
What a shit show.
When you hear the song One, and it gets to the double bass part. And you can't do the double bass part anymore. Why the fuck would you play that song live? I always look at something like, if you have a weakness, don't highlight the weakness. Accentuate the strong points.
Unless you're fucking rich and you don't give a fuck.
Correct. I never got that from Pantera. Pantera never gouged anybody to see a show. They just...
You know what? When Pantera came with White Zombie, I was so fucking excited. I bought 23 fucking tickets.
Which that would never fucking be allowed nowadays because you'd be a scalper.
That's a good point. But I did buy that many fucking tickets, and I just handed them out to people like, hey, let's go fucking see this goddamn concert. It's going to fucking rock.
Right. Now, I'm not saying I'm comparing Pantera to Metallica live. Not saying that Pantera sucked live. I'm not saying that. When you were comparing the two at Metallica's height, just for some shortcomings from the Pantera side of the equation, it wasn't close. When Far Beyond Driven came out, I think Metallica knew they were passing a torch whether they fucking wanted to or didn't want to. And that's when things started to change. And by the time Trendkill came out, they had smoked Metallica. And it had nothing to do with Metallica cutting her hair,
which is just funny because I find Trendkill to be an inferior album to Vulgar Display and Far Beyond.
And you'd be correct, and I would agree with that statement.
But they passed the torch.
They took it. That's probably the best.
Okay.
The better way to say it. They took it. But then, as things progressed, there were other limitations.
Yeah.
That came up.
I have to piss.
That's neither here nor there. But to get back to it, I mean, yeah, Metallica was the fucking shit when I was a kid, man.
Oh, everyone fucking loved Metallica.
After the Black Album, it just kind of... And I always hold out, like, that fucking little bit of hope. Like, clinging on to your youth, maybe. Like, that they're going to come back and fucking kick your ass. And I will say this, and go ahead, at me at this, too. Fucking message us in the Pit Radio Facebook page, in the Pit Facebook.com/InThePitRadio. Message us. Email us, fivehole@InThePitRadio.com.
Yeah, I want to hear from some of you guys.
And Jeff@InThePitRadio.com. But I don't hate the new Metallica record, Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
I didn't hear it.
I don't hate it. I like it better than Death Magnetic, and I didn't hate that record. Saint Anger... The thing that really did it into me was Saint Anger and the fucking movie or documentary that they did for that, where they were calling each other dicks and slamming doors and throwing shit at each other. Did you see that movie?
No, but guess what? This tequila has to come out. I'm going to have to go fucking piss. So, I don't know if you want to wrap it up or go on a solo fucking rant for a bit.
Nope, we're going to get back into the music. We're going to have...
Sorry, folks.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to surprise the fuck out of you. So here's what it is. We'll hear from you in a little bit later.
Okay, have fun.